This is Ed Werder, NFL reporter for ESPN and a 1982 graduate of the University of Northern Colorado. Hope you'll continue to listen to the award-winning Hull Show, 1310 KFKA.
Training camp is pretty much exactly a month away, so we're getting excited to see more of a glimpse into what the new Sean Payton era holds for the Denver Broncos, and who better to help us paint that picture than Zach Stevens, Broncos insider with DNVR Broncos. Zach, when I originally read the headline about practices being limited to 3,000 fans and you got to get a ticket, but it's free, but it's, again, it's first come, first serve kind of deal, I thought, oh, is that Sean Payton controlling the narrative a little more? But it looks like it's a regulations thing with Arapahoe County.
Yeah, Brady, I thought the exact same thing. And you know what? It would have fit in right in line with everything else that Sean Payton is doing. But yeah, according to the Broncos, Arapahoe County has limited them. And what I heard was it's because of the construction that's going on in the parking lots surrounding the Broncos facility. So it kind of takes away from the Broncos parking. But I wouldn't be shocked, and this is me going out here, I wouldn't be shocked if that limit stays through next year. But yeah, it's a huge bummer for fans, mm-hmm, because, you know, it's a pain to get a ticket, even if it's a free ticket, which they are, and they're on sale right now. Go to the Broncos website in order to find them, and you buy them through Ticketmaster. No fees, shockingly, even through Ticketmaster. So that's really good. But it's a bummer for fans to have to reserve tickets ahead of time. Training camps, such a casual thing. You just want to be able to pick up the fam and go one day if you can. And now you have to get a ticket ahead of time, and a lot of days are already sold out. And then the other bummer is last year there was a practice that had 7,200 fans there. Now they're capping it at 3,000. So this is unfortunately an L, not necessarily because of the Broncos, but it is a loss for the fans this year.
Yeah, I was going to ask you how many. So more than double that last year was there, yeah, for, they were there for camp. Yeah, that part's kind of a tough deal. When you don't get as many folks out there, because people are excited. They want to see what Sean Payton's about. And as you know more than anybody, Zach, we haven't been able to tell them what this Broncos team is all about, because you guys can only give us so much because of the restrictions that we saw during OTAs and everything.
Exactly. And now the good thing is, when, from my understanding, when fans are out at practice during training camp, the media rules are going to be opened up, and we're going to be able to talk more about what happened, and I'm going to be able to tell you exactly how Russ looks, what's going on. So that's going to be a nice 12 practices where, even though not a lot of fans are going to be able to attend, they still will know more about the team because media is going to be able to tell more about what's going on. And so, Sean, there's 12 practices, and Sean's just going to have to put up with that, and then he'll shut us down again right after.
Oh, man. It's you know, that in and of itself is an interesting side story, just about how Sean, yeah, Payton is running everything here. Zach, I don't remember if we really got too much into this, but we had Hugh Millen on the program earlier, former NFL guy, Washington Huskies quarterback, and he, of course, he followed Russell Wilson forever. I asked him about the workout video, the electric slide thing that he's got going there. I'll be honest, when I watched it, I'm kind of like, it doesn't bug me that much. Hugh was talking, and I know Schlereth was hitting it in the Denver market, was about like, hey, now that he's off the leash, he's just going to go right out and break the rules and put a social media post out about him working out. I didn't read it as that. I didn't think it was that big a deal. But I guess, you know, when you add the string of everything that he's done the last year and a half, I guess so. Is there any backlash for Russ from Sean Payton? Is this like, hey, Russ, this is what I told you not to do?
Yeah, not yet. But Brady, the timing was just fascinating. I mean, school got out for summer that Thursday for the Broncos with mandatory minicamp wrapping up. Then it was the weekend. And then the very first quote-unquote day of summer that following Monday is when Russ dropped this on Sunday, Monday. And it just, the timing couldn't have been worse for people that want to speculate on, wow, Russ gets away from Sean and then all of a sudden he posts this video. However, that was about 10 days ago, and we haven't seen another one, which is good. And you know what? I don't think Sean Payton minds that much if Russ posts one or a couple of workout videos over this 6-week break. I don't think Sean would ask Russ to do that. I certainly don't think he loves it, but I don't think he minds a couple. But what Sean would mind is something every single day or a couple of times a week, especially if it came with a slogan. Let's Ride was last year. The slogan, the hashtag that was on this post was hashtag restoration season. I think Sean would really mind that if a slogan starts coming with that, because then that is Russ breaking from the Broncos brand and being one of the guys and being just one of the 53 guys on the team and being a teammate to then trying to sell his brand again. And we know that Russ, on and off the field, from Let's Ride last year to he has many, many different brands. He has a foundation. He has a Goodman brand, a clothing apparel. He has another clothing brand, three-man brand, that he has so many different brands of, and he likes to be that. And Sean's not going to limit him off the field when it comes to those other brands, but on the field and in the facility, when it comes to the Let's Ride, when it comes to making personal brands, he does not want that. He wants Russ to be just one of the 53 guys on the team.
Do you think it was a case where Russ shut him? I mean, they seem to like each other. I mean, they're going to basketball games and dinners and all that stuff. Do you think that was a case where Russ shot him a text and said, is this cool? Or do you think he just did it?
My guess is he just went out and did it. I think if he would have asked Sean, Sean probably would have been like,
no.
I mean, you can. Yeah, you know, one time maybe. But Russ, like I said, he is all about his brands, and credit to him. He's taken a major step back of promoting his brands, of promoting other brands, of doing sponsorships, of posting a lot. That's why when there was one workout video last year, we were getting those almost daily. That's why when he actually does have one this year, it's actually newsworthy, and it's something that it's worth talking about because it is so infrequent. And so credit to Russ. He understood that last year was a disaster on the field, off the field, in terms of his personal outlook, how he was viewed. And so he has taken a step back, and then it's not going to come back to bite him as much if things don't go right again this year. The story will have kind of already been written from last year. If things do work well, then the Broncos and Sean Payton are going to get a lot of that credit. And then, of course, that'll also help all of Russ's brands.
Zach Stevens, DNVR Broncos, joining us. Zach, what do you know about Dalvin Cook right now? Is that heating up at all for the Broncos, or do we think that that might just fade away and he's going to end up with, I don't know, the Patriots or the Dolphins or something?
Yeah, it's kind of on the back burner right now. I don't think it's heating up at all, but I also don't think that the Broncos are completely out of this thing. I don't think they're the favorites. It seems pretty clear to me that the Dolphins are the favorites here, but Dalvin isn't trying to speed up this process for a couple of reasons. He is wanted. He has a couple of offers. I believe Tom Pelissero put that out there yesterday, that he has multiple offers waiting out there. So it's not like he's trying to search for people to offer him a job. There's teams out there that are willing to give him a deal. And then also, he's a veteran. Yeah, he might not want to report at the beginning of training camp. He might want to hold this thing out until the middle of preseason if he wants. So he's not in a rush right now. And now, so it's about figuring out, okay, where is Javonte Williams' health? And it would actually be beneficial for the Broncos if Dalvin Cook decides not to sign with the team until the middle of training camp, the middle of the preseason, right before the start of the season, because then the Broncos can truly gauge where Javonte Williams is at right now. One of the things that Sean Payton has said over this offseason program is that Javonte Williams will be ready to go at the start of training camp. I think Sean Payton did a very, very smart thing with choosing his words by saying ready to go. Brady, does that mean he's ready to practice? Does that mean he's just going to be out there on the practice field? Does that mean he's 100%? Sean Payton was smart with his choice of words by just leaving it very vague. If Javonte, I expect him to be practicing in some capacity at the start of camp. If he's practicing and he really is 100%, it's not worth it to go out and pay Dalvin Cook $8 million. If he's practicing but clearly not going to be 100% until middle of October, then especially if the Broncos want to make the playoffs this year, it makes a whole heck of a lot of sense to try to pay him $6, $8 million, whatever that price is going to be. Then you start getting in a bidding war with other teams. So the longer this goes, I think the better it is for the Broncos, actually.
Yeah, and I think you said it earlier in all this when Dalvin Cook's name or any running back's name kind of came up. You said, whoever they get will kind of tell you how they're really feeling about Javonte Williams' health at this stage. So that continues to be the case. Zach, we haven't done this in a while, but are you ready for some rapid fire, my friend?
I'm always ready, Brady.
I got so many questions. I probably asked you a couple of these. So I started this up, and I started my five biggest questions for the Broncos as we get closer to camp. So I'm going to ask you those questions. Let's get to it.
Rapid fire.
Okay, Zach. Zach Stevens, DNVR Broncos. Will Sean Payton be as good as advertised?
Yes, he will. And maybe even further than that, even more than advertised.
Who will be Russ's go-to next season?
It's going to be Jerry Jeudy because he's going to emerge as the guy that people think he can be.
Is Greg Dulcich good?
Yes, I like that you put it as good because I think that's an easy one. I think he can be great.
Okay.
But I definitely think he's good.
Javonte Williams' health. That's it. There's just a question mark. You tell me what to do with that.
Cautiously optimistic. So the Broncos are very optimistic. I am buying into it to an extent, Brady, just extremely cautious about it.
I've asked you this before, so I'm going to add a little caveat to it. Can Russ bounce back? And in your mind, is he a Hall of Famer? If not, what does he need to do to get there?
Ooh, I think he's a Hall of Famer based off his first 10 years in the NFL before coming to the Broncos. But he can ruin it with the Broncos. So I do think he bounces back enough to be a Hall of Famer, and that just means, you know, not be a losing quarterback during his time with the Broncos. And I think eventually with a Super Bowl ring, with 9 of 10 seasons making the Pro Bowl, having a winning record during his time in Seattle, I do think he'll make the Hall of Fame unless things go just completely wrong like they did last year, and that continues for a year or two here.
Bonus question. It's our tight-knit brewing poll question of the day for you, Zach. What are your expectations for the Broncos? Meaning, if they don't meet these expectations, next year's a failure.
Well, I don't want to sound like George Payton a couple of years ago and say be competitive in November and December. This team has to be competitive at least in November. This team has to be pushing for a winning record. And what I mean by that is the last game of the season, if they're 8-8, that's probably a successful season. That's a 3-game jump from last year, even if they lose that last game. So I don't want to be too hard on if they have a winning record or not, but they have to get to at least 8 games and 8 wins and be competitive in those. I mean, it can't be where at the end of the season they're playing meaningless games and go from 7 wins or 6 wins to 8 wins. If they're competitive throughout the season and right around 500 throughout the season, right now, I know fans won't sign up for that, but at the end of the season, you'll look and you'll say, okay, they won 8 games. That's 3 more than last year. They won 9 games, which I think actually would be a pretty darn successful season. They won 9 games. That's 4 more than last year. That's a lot to build on coming from just where this organization was. And next year, fans will be saying at this time, they'll be saying, what if we take another 3-4 game jump? Then we're not just a playoff team. We're competing for the Chiefs for the division right now. Or what if it's just a little more mild of a jump? Worst case scenario, if the Broncos win 8 games this year, they take a 3-game jump, and then next year they take a 2-game jump. That's 10 wins, and you're in the playoffs right there. And it's even more. You're at 11 wins if you win 9 this year. So I think that right now fans want more than that, but realistically, if their winning record, pushing for a winning record, that would be a good season, not a masterful season by any means. You know, a masterful season's making it to the playoffs, getting a playoff win, pulling off an upset. That's when fans would just be over the moon about this team.
Yeah, great stuff from you, Zach. As always, nobody better when it comes to in-depth conversations and coverage of all things Denver Broncos. Zach, a couple weeks away, man, and we're going to at least get into training camp.
Man, how about it? 1 month away from training camp as of today, Brady.
I'm ready to rock and roll. Let's go. I don't know if I'll get the ticket, but maybe you can hook me up down there, Zach. We'll see.
I'm sure we know people, Brady.
All right, my man. Appreciate you, and we'll hope to catch up with you next week.
Love it. Thanks, Brady.
12:50 the time. We'll finish up hour number two. Hour number three, a lot of good stuff coming up. Calvin Booth says, I'm going to bring them all back, everybody on that roster. Is that realistic? Do we want that? Also, Kyle Fredrickson from the Denver Gazette will join us to go in depth on what the Avs might do with those draft picks tonight. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy, a Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Rodeo Radio is back during the Greeley Stampede. Only in Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.